This week we introduced the topic of Archei HaDayanim, and we saw that there's really two issues in being an Orech Din that you're not supposed to be. What's wrong with being? What is the definition of an Orech Din that you're not supposed to be? Well, the Mishnah and others seem to talk about, describe what we call lawyers nowadays, people that either advise their clients ahead of time, that if the judge asks you this, you should answer that. If your opponent tells you this, you should return with this reply. That was the way the Rambam learned it. That seems to be pashut in the Mishnah and Archei Dayanim. And that, the Rambam says clearly, even if it's a true training you're giving, you're not teaching him to lie. If you taught him to lie, that would be a rishus, that would be a usur. For sure, it wouldn't be a chasidus of Pirkei Avos. Even if you're telling the truth, it's still a wrong thing to arrange the din like that, to try to arrange someone else's din against another person, even though he's saying the MS, as far as we said was, because people are supposed to mind their own business and not get involved in other people's affairs. From the Gemara, we saw that there was a further definition of Archei Dayanim, maybe that's Ki Archei Dayanim, and that's not involving a court case. That's involving people that someone's involved in a messy situation, and you advise him a way to get out of that messy situation at the expense of another person. So that also is called Archei HaDayanim, which we're not allowed to do. However, the Gemara in that reference says that if you're related to the person, you're related to the person in distress, so then there's a mitzvah, the pasuk in Yeshaya, you shouldn't conceal yourself when your relatives are in distress, and there's a mitzvah to help them, except if you're an Adam Chashev. The Gemara said then you shouldn't do it because people might learn wrong things from you. So that was what the Gemara said. We extended that heter of Karov to the first definition of Archei Dayanim also. Some of you asked how we know that, and I looked, and the truth is, we'll see the Shulchan Aruch clearer tonight even. It doesn't say anything about this heter of karov when we're talking about lawyers in court cases. It doesn't say anything about karov over there, that if you're related, then you could be the lawyer to such a person. However, the Bach on the Torah clearly says that this heter of karov applies in the Mishnah's case of Archei Dayanim as well, even though the Gemara says it's talking about where a person is not involved in a court case and you're helping him out of a tight situation with a good piece of advice. It applies also to someone who's in the middle of a litigation and he's not going to say the right thing, so as a relative you can help him say the right thing. Once again, it has to be the truth. If it's a lie, that's for sure usher to do. You have to help him present his tainus in a proper way. That, if you're a relative, you're allowed to do. At the end, we said the shame of Eliyashiv, he wanted to extend his heter relative to someone who's getting paid also, because then also you have a mitzvah to take care of yourself. You can't say you're a disinterested party. If someone is offering to pay you to help him, that seemed to be a svara to extend this karuv case to the heter to someone getting paid. I didn't see anyone else say that, but that's what Rabbi Yosef says. Tonight, we're going to talk about, coming from the other direction, and we're going to talk about a mitzvah which seems to contradict this Isser of Archei Dayanim, and that's a pasuk also, a pasuk in Mishlei, Psach Picha Li'ilein. There is a sugya we're going to learn tonight, that there's a mitzvah to help someone who's in Ilein, someone who's mute. He doesn't know how to express his tainus properly. There's a mitzvah to help him in his court case. And that seems to contradict everything we learned last week about Archei Dayanim, so we're going to go through that sugya and see how they both coexist. The sugya comes up in Bavli in various places. Most of the time, the Gemara says, I might think that you can help him, Kamashmalan, you can't. But here's one case, the Gemara Gittin says, where we do say Psach Picha Li'ilein, to just get a flavor of this halacha, and then we'll try to see how it fits in with what we learned last week. Amr of Yudah, Amr of Nachman. Rav Yudah said in the name of Nachman, Neman Adon Lomar, a person is believed to say, Pruzbo Hoya B'yadi V'yavim Yemeni. I had a Pruzbo, but I lost it. What's the case? The case is that we know that during the Shemitah year, all outstanding loans are canceled at the end of the Shemitah year. And Hillel, though, was misaken a prusbol by which we can write a certain document, give our debts over to the Beis Din, and through doing that, we are allowed to collect the debt after Shemitah. So what happened over here is a person is in the year after Shemitah, and he says, "Oy vey, I had a loan from Shimon, and he won't pay me back." And Shimon says, "Well, it's Shemitah passed, and I don't have to pay you." So Reuven could say, "Well, the truth is, I had a prusbol. I written up a prusbol, but I lost it." Now, normally we wouldn't believe you because we proved that you had a prusbol, right? But the Gemara says, Yehuda says, and Rav Nachman, a person is believed to say that I had a prusbol and I lost it. You can't by a shtar. You can't say, "Look, you owe me $1,000," and you say, "No, I don't." So I say, "I had a shtar, that an IOU from you that said that I owe you $1,000 and I lost it." You'd lose the case because you need to prove that you owe me $1,000. So why is it in this case I am believed to say I had a prusbol and I lost it? My time was the reason. The Gemara says, since it's a takana that everyone writes a prusbol, this is the way you get out of having your loans canceled on Shemitah. Lo shavik het teira va'ochle yisura. Why should the person bother? Why should he not do it? There's a svara that everyone's going to write a prusbol because it's a legal way of doing it. It doesn't cost anything. Right? We do it every 7 years. Erev Rosh Hashanah, you go write the nusach and get 3 people at dayanim that you're matin neder with, and you write a prusbol. Why should we assume that he's lying? In the other case, to say that, "Well, you lent me $1,000 and I lost the shtar," there I would lie because I want $1,000 that I don't deserve. And there I'm not believed because maybe I just need $1,000 and I'll start, going to everyone and say, "You owe me, you have to prove it." But over here where there's no reason why I wouldn't have written a prusbol, so I'm believed to say that I had it. Now that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. The next part has to do with what we're talking about. Ki also lakami de Rav. When people would come in front of Rav and say, Shimon owes me money and he's refusing to play because he says Shemitah, canceled it. And they didn't say anything. They didn't say, "And I wrote a prusbol that I lost it." They just said, "Shimon is saying that he won't pay me back, what should I do?" So Amalei Rav would say, "Midi prusbol hayu lechavi avad. Did you have a prusbol and maybe you had a prusbol, you wrote it and you got it lost, maybe that's why you're in troubles now." And Rav would do that. Why? This is a case, this is an application of where we fulfill this pasuk in Mishlei, "Psach picha li'ilem," open your mouth on behalf of someone who can't talk, someone who's mute. So it's a Gemara which seems to completely contradict what we said last week. And over here, this was even a court case. They're coming to the Dayan, to Rav, and he's saying that Reuven owes me money. And Reuven says, "No, Shemitah, we'll cancel the loan." And Shimon is saying, I forgot the names again, and Shimon is saying that nothing. Shimon says, Reuven said the Shemitah canceled the loan, and Shimon isn't saying anything. So the Dayan has the right to tell Shimon, "Hey Shimon, did you write a prusbol? Maybe you wrote a prusbol and it got lost." And he said, "Yeah, you're right. I forgot to tell you that I had a prusbol and it got lost." And then you win the case. That's halacha psuka in Shulchan Aruch. In Simon Samach Zayin Shulchan Aruch, we'll see that at the very end. And this is the pasuk of Psach Picha Le'ilem. There's a mitzvah for the Dayan to help out a litigant in trouble. This completely contradicts everything we learned last... Well, it doesn't. We'll see why it is. This apparently contradicts everything we learned last week, where you're not even allowed to tell anyone, maybe a relative, you're allowed to help out in a din Torah with some tainas. But here that the Dayan should go and help out someone against a tain to say, "Well, maybe you had a prusbol," that contradicts everything we learned last week. And we'll answer this at the end of the shir, but first we have to learn where the main sugi of Psach Picha Le'ilem is, and that's in the Yerushalmi. So Gemara says like this: Rav Huna kat hava yada zuchula bar nosh bedina. Rav Huna, who was a dayan, when he would know that a certain person had a merit in his din Torah with his friend, v'lahava yadalei, but that person didn't know how to say it. He knew that the Rav Huna knew that Reuven had a way to win the case, but Reuven didn't know how to say it. Sahava pasachle, Rav Huna would help him. He would start the argument for Reuven to help Reuven out. Why? Al shem psach pichal ilaim, because of the pasuk says, open your mouth on behalf of a mute. Right, that's what Rav Huna said. We'll see the next Gemara soon. The Rambam paskins is lahalacha and Hilchas Sanhedrin chaf aleph. Halacha Yir Aleph, and Shulchan Aruch quotes it almost word for word in Simon Yazayin Sivtes, the same Simon that we were talking about last week. The Rambam says like this: Ra Hadayin Zuchus, the Dayan sees that Reuven has a certain merit in his case. Ubal Din Mevakesh LaAmro, the Baldin is trying to say it. Ve'Einu Yodei LaChaber HaDvarim, but he can't put the words together correctly. Osha Ra'om it's Dairla to Atmo Betanis Emes, or the Dayan sees that the Reuven is trying to save himself by saying a true time. He could see that he's telling the truth, but Mineya Khamava Kas, but he got so angry at what Shimon was saying, Nistalikman, and he couldn't put his words together. He was so furious at the lies that the opponent was saying, he couldn't get himself to talk, and the Dayan sees that he wants to say something good, but he just is too angry to do so. Or he's foolish, he can't speak so clearly, but you know that he's right, he just isn't so smart, he can't put his arguments into words. Hareza mutter l'sado ma'ad is permitted to help him a little bit. L'havino t'chila sadover, to understand the beginning of the argument. Mishem psach picha li'ilein, because of psach picha li'ilein. Right, that, you can start him off. And this is the end of the sif that we read last week in the Shulchan Aruch, which is from the Rambam. But you have to be very careful here, that you shouldn't end up being like an arche dayonim. That's the line that we read last week. You can start them off, but make sure you're not like an arche hadayonim. Now, what's that mean? So Pashup Shat, the way the Beis Yosef understands the Rambam, he's saying like this. The Rambam seems very clear that what we're doing is, you know that he has an argument in mind, it's just that he's too angry, or he can't put the words together, or he's too foolish to put them together, but he knows the argument. Reuven knows the argument, he just can't put it into words. So what you do as a dayan is, like, you start him off. You say, maybe you meant this, or did just a word, a key word that he'll remember, or, oh, you're saying that you went to the TMA, you meant ATM, you know, you're just confused, you're just helping him out. So that you're allowed to do, that's psach picha li'ilein. The Rambam says mutter, I'm not sure why it's only mutter, why isn't there a chiv, I'm not sure, I just noticed that. But the Rambam says, don't be an archet ayonin. If Reuven doesn't know the taina at all, he doesn't know, he doesn't have anything in his mind at all. He just had a loss. He's as Shimon saying, and he's pummeling him with his tainas, and Reuven just quiet. He has nothing to say to defend himself. So in that case, you can't get involved. That would be Archet Hayonim, like we learned last week, that you just can't get involved in such a case. Now, that's the Rambam. The Tur disagrees. The Tur says like this, after he quotes the Rambam, and then the Torah says, "Ve'eno mashma came be Yerushalmi." The Yerushalmi that we just learned is not mashma that way. The Garsin and Hasam Rav Huna, he brings the whole Gemara Rav Huna, and if you look at the Gemara just says when Rav Huna would know that a person, certain person, had a zchus and he didn't know it, lohavi yadle, he didn't know it. Doesn't say he didn't know how to say it. Mashma, he didn't know it at all. So in that case, Rav Huna would start him off. So the Torah says, I don't think the Rambam's pshat is right, his halacha is right because of the Yerushalmi, and the Torah says the Rosh in fact brings this Yerushalmi, and the Rosh also holds that you can even start him off and say the whole taina. That's the way the Torah and the Rosh understand the Yerushalmi. The Beis Yosef says that it's not such a raya from the Yerushalmi connected to the Rambam, the Yerushalmi could also mean it's a way he didn't know how to put the words together, he didn't know how to say it, but not that he didn't have any ideal at all. And or the Beta Gabbai says that it could be that the Gemara just didn't bother telling you that it's in such a case it's Pashit, that you can't tell someone a whole Tain on his own. That's Archei Dayanim. The Gemara must mean that the Reuven knows some of the Tain and you're just helping him along. So those are the two ways to learn this Yerushalmi. So this is the way the Beis Yosef understands the Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Rosh. And it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Ra, Adayin, Zchus, Lechemehem, Mamash, Losh, and the Rambam. And the Sma asks, Mehatema, Al-Ramah, he asks, why isn't the Ramah bring the Torah in the Rosh, who disagree with this? But the Mice is, this is the Shulchan Aruch, and that's what we have, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Rambam. He quotes the Rambam word for word, and says that what you're allowed to do is to help someone along. So he knows what he wants to say. He knows the time. He just can't say it. He can't express it properly. So you're allowed to help him along. That's psach pichaleilim. It's like you're opening him up. You're giving him an opening. And that's what's mutter. But you can't tell him the whole taina. And here I have the chumash. But says it's just like it applies to a dayan. The same thing will be with someone who's not a dayan. He brings a raya from the Rashba that this heter or mitzvah applies to anyone. That anyone you see someone who is really should win the case. He just doesn't know how to express his arguments. You're allowed to help him, or supposed to help him, and that's psach picha li'ilim. Now, problem is, there's another Yerushalmi, and that's what we're going to have to see how that works. The Yerushalmi before, I just put it second to make it clearer, but there's a Yerushalmi first, before this case, everyone, there's another Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says like this, Rav Huna mekel l'dayanav. Rav Huna would belittle a judge, Da'amar, who would say, Mekavnal aleichem chad sohin. What's the case? The case is Reuven and Shimon are having a fight. Reuven says, you owe me $10,000. And Shimon says, I don't owe you a penny. And Reuven brings one witness that testifies that Reuven lent $10,000 to Shimon. Now, we know the halacha is you need two witnesses to be a proof of debt. Now, so the dayan could say, you know, Reuven produces his witness that Shimon owes him $10,000. Now, what Shimon should say is, I see one witness doesn't mean anything. I don't have to answer it to one witness. But Shimon didn't say anything, and maybe you should say, well, Psach Pichal Yilem, Shimon, tell Reuven that you don't have to believe one witness. So the Gemara says, Rav Huna mekel adayon. Rav Huna would belittle a judge to Amr who would say to Shimon, Mekavlan aleichen chatzoyid, do you accept one witness as a proof? Elo yemon inun, let Shimon say it himself. You don't have no right to feed that taina to Shimon. So anyway, that somehow the Gemara seems to be saying that something that Shimon needs to say, I'll mention that later. Some poskim even learn that from this. So you have to say it. Most though disagree. Well, assuming that Shimon has to tie it, here the Gemara is Rav Huna seems to be contradicting himself and saying the opposite of what we just learned. He said that if the person doesn't know what to tie, you should help him out because psach picha li'ilim. And here Rav Huna is belittling a judge who's helping one of the litigants make a tie and saying no, I say eidachad. I don't have to answer to one eidachad. You know, Pashat Pshadis could be that Shimon is nervous and he hears the Eichar and he just gets all flustered. And so the judge says, don't worry, we don't make shuls nowadays, and that's 180 you don't have to worry about. You know, so he's not allowed to do that. So how do you answer the stira? And what makes it worse is the Rambam Paskins it. The Rambam Paskins, Chafal of Sif Yud, and this is also Paskin and Shulchan Aruch with one minor change, we'll see. But the Rambam Paskins, Lo Yilmad Echem in Bali Dinin, you shouldn't give any kindness to the Baal Din. Even if one of the people brought an eid echad, one of the litigants brought an eid echad. Lo yomar, lo, you should not tell him, ein v'kalam eid echad, don't worry, we don't accept one eid. Lo yomar linitan, What you should do is tell the Shimon, tell the Nitan, tell the claimant, tell the defendant, this guy's testifying against you. Why do you say that? Because halavai sheyode v'yomer emesei, because halavai, that he should admit the truth and say that he testified, he gave a true testimony. Ache yitan hu, we wait until Shimon tines himself v'yomer and says, eidecheru, that's one eidech, eid, v'inu nemen olah, you don't believe him. V'chein kol kyoitze v'zeh, any case like this, we don't get involved, we don't feed tines to the litigants. So we have a parent stira in the Rav Huna's in the Gemara. We have a parent stira in the Rambam's. And what do we do to get out of them?
He starts, but here he's not starting.
So here he's not starting. Very good. So that's the way the Drisha understands. That's the way Lecha Mishnah, most people understand the Rambam, like we said before, that the Rambam understands the sugya simply. He understands the first Rav Huna, which we learned second. The first Rav Huna, the Rav Huna of the Eid Echad, Shimon didn't have any taina over there. So for you to tell him, Shimon, you know, that's an Eid Echad, you don't have to worry about that. So to initiate a response for Shimon that Shimon hadn't thought of himself and had no idea, it's not because he was angry that he didn't think of it. He just didn't know that halacha. So that you're not allowed to do, Pashas, that's Archei HaDayonim. That's included in the din of Archei HaDayonim, which the Rambam in Sifyut Aleph says, in Halach Yad Aleph says, you know, you're allowed to help someone who's fumbling and he's angry or he's foolish, he doesn't know how to say it so clearly, you can help him, but be careful, don't be like an Archei HaDayonim, meaning don't be like an Archei HaDayonim and initiate something he has no idea about. That's an example of that is in Halacha Yud, which is Rav Huna's first Halacha in the Yerushalmi, that you don't tell him anything about Eid Echad. Rav Huna's second Halacha in the Yerushalmi, which we learned first, is talking about where he knows the time, he just doesn't know how to say it. So that's in that case, that's where you're allowed to help out the litigant, even if you're the Dayan, you can help him phrase the words that he needs to say. And that's the case that'll be mutter. Right, this is the way the Drisha puts it. We'll just read it together. Kadeshalo Tiksha Diri Rav Huna Mishnei Meimros Hanau. So you shouldn't ask a kasha and the two stiras, the two halachas of Rav Huna and that Yerushalmi. Mishum Hachi Chilek HaRambam. That's why the Rambam divided it into two halachas because of, and he wrote, the Mimeimer Rishon in the first halacha about the Eid Echad, Limanu Rav Huna taught us, to also the Lami Lechem in Baalei Din. You can't teach one of the Baalei Din that halacha about that the Eid Echad, one witness isn't believed. Because there he didn't know anything about it. Of the main Roshniya, the second halacha Rav Huna, that where he would help out people, that's Ari Kishiro Hadayin, the Dayan Sisha, Baldin, Vakish Lamar, the Baldin, the litigant wants to say it. He's not able to put the words together, so that's the way the Rambam answers the two Gemaras, and everything is fine. Even in the case where you're not allowed to, though, we would say if you're a relative and you're not an Adam Chashev, you can even initiate a taina for someone he didn't know any idea about it, but you'd be able to do that according to the Rambam, even though you couldn't do it if you're not a relative. So that would be very simple according to the Rambam. But what do you do with the Rush? Because the Rush learned, like the way the Torah quoted him, the Rush learned that you can even start a taina, even a taina that Hida has no idea about. You're allowed to. The Rosh says you're allowed to tell one of the litigants how, you know, you could say that this taina, that taina. So the Drisha answers the Rosh very simply. It's a simple way, but it's not so posh to say such a thing. He says, well, the Rosh only passes like the second. The first halacha, only the second halacha of Rav Huna, not the first halacha, because he shows that some girsas had one halacha in the name of Rav Huna Bar Chia, and the other is just Rav Huna, and if you look at the Rush just brings this halacha that you're allowed to help Sapichol Yilem, and he doesn't bring a thing about the Eid Echad. So therefore, the Drisha says the Rush doesn't hold of that first. Then the Eid Echad halacha, which seems to prevent a dayan from helping, the Rosh's holds of the second Rav Huna, which allows a judge to help out a litigant who's in trouble. That's the way the Drisha understands it. The Tumim says that it's paladic to say such a thing, that You have two Yerushalmis right next to each other, and one the Rosh will accept, and the other he won't accept. And he holds that the Rosh will agree to the case of Eid Echad. And why is that? The Lechem Mishnah explains. I said it already, but the Rambam says it even. But he makes this point. He says the Rosh holds you can help a client, you can help a dying, can help a person make any taina that he hasn't thought of himself. You can feed that taina to him. Why can't you tell him that taina about the Eid Echad? And that's because you might be aiding someone who is a liar. Why? Because what's the problem? If there's an Eid Echad over here, if there's an Eid Echad testifying against me that I owe $10,000, I'm a little bit nervous right now. I might be Chayvishu, I don't know. I just see here, he brought a witness that says I owe him the $10,000, and maybe I owe him $10,000, and what's going to happen when this witness says I owe him? I'm going to admit, you're right, case over, I'm sorry, I didn't have the money, I was just trying to get out of it, but I agree that I owe you $10,000. By me telling, by the judge telling me right away, oh, don't worry about that, that wasn't, that Eid Echad, you don't have to worry, we don't accept the Eid Echad, you're okay, what's the judge doing to me? The judge is allowing me, giving me a passage if I want to lie, to lie. So in that case, even the Rosh agrees you can't do that. Whereas if we see that just Shimon doesn't know a taina, and it's a simple taina, and he's not lying, we see that the other Reuven's a liar, and Shimon just doesn't know how to answer himself. So in that case, the Rosh says, you can even initiate a taina for him, even though he didn't think about it. You can initiate any taina for him, and that's no problem. That's Psach Picha Le'ilein. When do we say that there's a problem of being an Archei HaDayonim? This really worries down everything we learned last week. The problem is we don't pass him like the Rosh. Misdama, we don't pass him like the Rosh. But the Rosh says, that din of Archei HaDayonim that we learned last week, that applies only where the taina will maybe help him lie, like the case of Eid Echad. That's what the Lechem Mishnah says. If it's a case like the case of Eid Echad, that's when I can't be an Archei Dayanim, where I might be helping someone lie. That I'm not allowed to do. That's the way the Lechem Mishnah explains the Rosh. So, what comes out now, just to explain the Machlokes, we have like two ways of understanding the Rosh and the Rambam. Now the Rambam, we passing like, but that's the Shulchan Aruch passing like the Rambam, but maybe we could use at least the Rosh as a help, sometimes as a sniff. The Sma brings him down. So it's important to know what the Shulchan Aruch passing is and what the Rosh disagrees with that. So it comes out like this. Just to fit in Psach Psicha Le'ilein that we learned this week and Archei Dayanim that we learned last week, there's three ways of learning it. The primary way, the mainstream way, is the Rambam. The Rambam learns the differences between, are you giving him a whole taina that he didn't think of? That's Archei HaDayonim, that's Asur, unless you're a relative. If he knows the taina, he just is angry, or he's not smart enough to say it clearly, or he's just confused. So in that case, the Rambam understands the Yerushalmi to be saying, that's Psach Picha Le'ilein, help him out. If he's doesn't know anything at all about that taina, you're just feeding him a taina, that's the other din in the Yerushalmi of the din of the Eid Echad, or even if that's not, the Eid Echad could be worse, we'll see, but that's where the Rambam says, that's Archei HaDayonim. That's the Rambam's way. The Rosh, according to the Drisha, goes the opposite extreme. He says, you could say any taina you want. You can tell him any taina, even the taina of Eid Echad, he doesn't think of this problem that, well, maybe I'll teach him how to lie and he would have admitted otherwise. Any taina that you see that a litigant could say and he didn't think of, you can say, oh, maybe do you have this issue? Maybe you should just make this taina. And you're allowed to do that. When is Archei HaDayonim Aser? What's the issue of Archei HaDayonim? He learns that's only like the cases we had last week. Only the cases where you're giving him an eitzah to change facts, to go to the doctor and get a fixed price, that you won't have to be perpetual care. That's where there's a din of Archei HaDayonim. But Archei HaDayonim never applies by any lawyers. That's the extreme way of understanding the Rosh. The Tumim, the Chemisha, the more mainstream way of understanding the Rosh is somewhere in between the Rambam and this Drisha's Pshat and the Rosh. And that is saying that I can tell you any taina that's true, I can tell you. That I can help you out as a dayan or as a friend. I can help you out any kind of you might not have thought of, as long as it's MS. If it's anything that could lead to something that might be a sheker, like Eid Echad, where I might be helping you avoid admitting, I might be helping you get out of something that you really shouldn't get out, that's Asir, and that's Asir's Archei Dayanim. And that type of Archei Dayanim, you're not allowed to help him even if you're a Karuf, right? A relative is only, we said, the relative helps you, and the issue is why you get involved in someone else's business. So if you're a relative, you can get involved in such a business. But according to the Rush, the din of Archei Dayanim is not getting involved in someone else's business. The other problem is you might be helping him get out of a taina, you might help him lie. So if you're a relative, that's not going to help you. The only time a relative will help you is like the Gemara's case, where he has a situation where he could get out of it with a legal loophole. So if you're not a relative, why get involved with it? Why mess around something that's not your business? But if you're a relative, then you have a right to get involved in such a case. So those are the shitas, but just to simplify, we'll stick with the mainstream, the Shulchan Aruch's Psak Halacha. And the Shulchan Aruch leaves out that part of Eid Echad that maybe he'll lie. The Shulchan Aruch says, I think he's doing that to make it simple, to just be mechalek between are you giving a whole new taina, that's aser as Archei HaDayanim. If the litigant knows how, he knows he should be saying something, but he just can't get the words out, he's angry, he's confused, he's not so smart, he can't say it properly, that the Rambam paskins, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you're allowed to help him, and could be that you're a mitzvah to help him, as a psak picha le'ilem, that you should help someone who doesn't know how to make his tainas. Right, that's the way the Shulchan Aruch will learn it, and that's the way to paskin. If there could be a shayla where we'd rely on the Rush, even in the case where he didn't think of the taina himself, that possibility.
But nowadays, apparently, that sounds like already a better...
Right, so...
And that's what they're doing. They're basically... they're helping their clients... The client basically knows, I guess in the case where the client's really innocent.
Right, so if the client knows...
Like, I'm innocent, I just don't know what the laws are that make me innocent. But I know I'm right. It can't be that I'm right.
I know that I didn't borrow the $10,000 from Shimon. Shimon has a whole series of evidence that what's it called? Circumstantial evidence that I did borrow the money from him, and I will say, well, that case was over there. That was because I gave you back right away, or you just give me change, and I can't say the words, so that certainly a lawyer would help. If it's something that's a completely new thing, that I did borrow the money, but I forgot about a certain loophole, I didn't realize that there was a loophole, so you read the contract, and you see that there's a way out of it, so that would be something that could be that you couldn't do as a lawyer. Now, there is this heter of, that we were saying last week from Rabbi Yoshev, that if any place where a relative would be permitted, you could be permitted as a lawyer getting paid because you have an interest now, so that could be another heter. But that's last week's heter, which no one else I've seen says. But this would be a heter where he has some idea, he just can't put it into words, that's where you could help him. Right? Even Allah. Now, what do we do with the Pruzbol? Right? What do we do with the Bavli's case of the Pruzbol, which is Paskin and Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch Paskin is Simon Samach Zayin and Hilchus Pruzbol over there, Hilchus Shmitas Ksafim, Siflam and Gimel. Neman Adam Lomar Pruzbol Hoyuli Liva Ovid. A person's belief to say, I had a Pruzbol and I got lost. Below Ode, El Shapostin Lo, you can even initiate the Taina. Shema Pruzbol Yalach Viova, maybe you had a Pruzbol and you got lost. Vimamar Cain, and if he says you're right, Neman he's believed. That Lachar is contradicting what we just said, because here the Shulchan Aruch himself, Paskin, you can only, he's fumbling, he's trying to say some taina, and he can't put it into words, you can help him. But to actually say out a taina, you don't believe in Eid Echad, you're not allowed to do that. So how can you do this over here and say, oh, maybe right now Shimon's going to lose. There's a star that says, like, his star is worthless because it's after Shemitah already, and there's no way he's going to collect his money. So you say, oh, no, Shimon, say that you had a Pruzbol, and Shimon says, but I don't have it now, so say they got lost. How can you do that? That seems to be going connected. Everything we learned, at least according to Shulchan Aruch, the Rush would have no problem with this. But what's the Shulchan Aruch doing? By the way, just to speak out, that aloch ve'eirachad, I mean, the Gemara was mashma that they have to say it, but all the poskim say that, most poskim say you don't have to actually say it. The idea was just to prevent him from lying, possibly. Okay, but back to the principle, the Pesachei Shuva brings a Shuva, I think it's from Pnei Yeshua, Shuva's Pnei Yeshua, he says, a good shot, based on what the Gemara says. The Gemara is, there's two parts to the Gemara, and the Shulchan Aruch brings both parts. Why am I believed to say I had a Prusbel and I lost it? And the Gemara, it shouldn't, I'm not believed to say I had any evidence and lost it. Why am I believed to say I had a Prusbel? Because the Gemara had a good Svara. The Gemara said, well, Lo Shavik Hatei Rav Achi Sura, people, when they have an easy way out of doing something beheter, they don't refrain from doing that. Everyone, we know, we go through Shemitah every year, and every 7 years, right? It's going to happen a couple years from now, and we remember from the last time 5 years ago. What do you do every Rosh Hashanah? Are we making a neder? They have signs up all over. And some people even do it the beginning of Shemitah. Most Poskim say do it at the end. But everyone knows, right? Your Prusbel. I didn't lend any money, and you tell them, well, maybe you didn't lend money. That might be Archei Dayanim. But maybe you did lend money, and you should write a Prusbel, right? Because this is a takana Hillel that, in fact, I think that's one of the pshatim. And what did he have to make the takana for? Because otherwise, we don't advise people at the expense of others. But that was his takana gufa. Because the truth is, his takana is something that the Mishnah says you're allowed to do. Just give your shtaris to Besdin. That's one teretz they say. But anyway, something that everyone does. It's something that's so simple. Everyone writes a prusbel. So that's why he's believed to say, I had a prusbel and I got lost. The Gemara just takes it one step further and says, it's such an obvious, like an umdana, it's like an anan sadi, that people write prusbels. It's a takana in the Mishnah, and it's been for centuries that people write prusbels. So since it's such an umdana, that's why, the Pesachei Shuva says, that's why we would believe in this specific case, we would be allowed to say, did you have a prusbel and got lost? And we believe him because it's such a simple thing. Others want to say the whole din of Shemitah Kesafim is only Drabbanan, Tizman Azeh. Some say there's other reasons why it shouldn't even apply without the Prusbel, but the Prusbel is an exception to the rule. Even though when we go through the Gemara, it seems like, oh, Psachicha Lilaim, you can help anyone with any taina. We've learned tonight from the Yerushalmi, from the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rambam, that Psachicha Lilaim only helps the Iker when a person knows the taina, he just doesn't know how to enunciate, he can't say the words properly. That's where you're allowed to help him. Even a Dayan could help him get out the taina, so he should say what he knows. But if he doesn't know the taina, you have no right to help him, even though you're going to tell him something that's true, but you have no right to mess around in someone else's business, even though he might be right and you think he's right, but you don't have a right to help him in such a case unless you're a relative. And you know, Adam Chashav, that we learned last week, that's the heter for Archei Dayanim, and that's the way these two halachas coexist.